ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
Good Tree Academy presents Quran Connection. Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Good Tree Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit goodtreeacademy.org/Ramadan. 10th grader Ammar gives us advice about how to get the most from this Ramadan.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. Respected teachers and fellow students, as all of you guys are aware, we are now in the month of Ramadan. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to reach this blessed month is a blessing in itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua up to 6 months before Ramadan that, oh Allah, please allow me to reach Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. So the fact that we are in this month and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to reach this month is an astronomical blessing in itself. As all of you guys are aware, the month of Ramadan is a very special month. The month of Ramadan is a blessed time. It was the month that the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every year, Muslims around the world, we are commanded to fast in Ramadan. But Ramadan is not only about fasting. Ramadan is a training for the rest of the year. In Ramadan, we try to eliminate our bad habits and create good ones. But and also in Ramadan, Ramadan is not only for the sabiqoon. Ramadan is not only for the forerunners. Ramadan is not only for the people who, mashallah, pray 5 salah in the masjid, pray always in the first line, are fasting on Monday and Thursday. Ramadan is not only for those people. Ramadan is also for sinners like me and you. Ramadan is a time for us to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiving. How many times, if you've memorized the last 5 juz of the Quran, is there the phrase Inna Allaha Ghafurur Rahim, Wallahu Ghafurur Rahim, Innahu Kana Tawwaba? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if there were a people who did not sin, He would replace them with a people who sinned but asked for forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiving. So it is our duty in this month of Ramadan to beg for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. In a hadith narrated by Abu Umama and Jabir radiallahu anhuma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ عُتَقَاءَ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. Every night that you break your fast, Allah frees a lot of people from hellfire. The number of people that He frees from hellfire is not even specified, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to know. But we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous and He is the most forgiving. So we can assume that it will be a very big number. The amount of people freed from the hellfire is a lot. So we should always beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in this month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this dua in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, You love forgiving, and we are asking for forgiveness, so forgive from us. In Ramadan, our good deeds are multiplied. Our good deeds are multiplied by 70 times or maybe even more. So we must avail this opportunity, because how foolish would a person be if they did not use this opportunity? Imagine you owe someone a lot of money. You're in debt to someone for a lot of money, let's say $100,000. And the person says, if you do this, if you do something specific for 30 days, I'll forgive you for all your debt. You don't have to do anything. Would that person who would not take that opportunity? Only a foolish person would not take that opportunity. But right now we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, the most merciful, the all-forgiving, giving us an opportunity to seek forgiveness from him in this blessed month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, with faith and yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from them, Allah forgives them for all their sins. Then in another hadith, which only one letter is changed, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands in Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, Allah will forgive all their sins. What does qama mean over here? Qama means standing. Standing in taraweeh, standing in qiyam, standing in tahajjud, standing in salah in general. A lot of times we think that praying five times a day is enough. But really, it's not enough. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to pray is a blessing in itself. We pray because we're obligated to. But the Sahaba used to pray because they recognized that this was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they wanted to accept this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think about it, we are the only people who benefit from this transaction. We are the only people who profit. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain anything from us praying? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain anything from us fasting? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gain anything from us giving sadaqah in this month? No, we are the ones who gain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us. So it would be foolish for us to ignore this month of Ramadan and just treat it like any other month, because really this is a very blessed month. In Ramadan, we should try to leave our bad habits. Habits that we do throughout the year that are bad, we should try to leave them. If you can leave a bad habit in the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah, you are proving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than that sin. So try to leave a bad habit in Ramadan for 30 days. And if you've done it for 30 days, try to do it for the next 30 days and keep on going. And then the next Ramadan will come and that bad habit will be gone, inshallah. So, and also what we should do is that we should also try to do new good deeds. We all, inshallah, we all wake up for suhoor. If you don't wake up for suhoor, please wake up for suhoor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wake up for suhoor even just to drink a sip of water, because suhoor is a very blessed time. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiving in suhoor time. Even suhoor time is also coincidentally also tahajjud time. It's the last third of the night. So whenever you wake up for suhoor, just give two rak'ahs tahajjud, and you can gain so much from that. You can gain so much from just two rak'ahs. You're waking up for suhoor anyways, so just pray two rak'ahs. Also, after suhoor, if you wait maybe like 20 minutes, then you can go to Fajr to the masjid, and you can gain a lot of reward from praying Fajr in the masjid in Ramadan. Also, encourage your parents to pray Fajr in the masjid. Actually, a funny story is that I wanted to go to the masjid for Fajr, but my dad, he was kind of tired, right? So I told him, I'm going to drive myself. And then he's like, no, you're not. And I just went and drove to the masjid for Fajr. Then after that day, alhamdulillah, my dad is taking me to the masjid for Fajr every day. So alhamdulillah, try to push your parents. Nobody's perfect, but that's what our ummah is about. We try to push each other. Everyone has their own sins, but everyone can repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should all push each other to do good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gain from what has been said. And أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Guthrie Academy is accepting zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit guthrieacademy.org/Ramadan.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. So, we are all fasting in the month of Ramadan, but there is some stuff that we should be careful about in the month of Ramadan, especially while we're fasting. So we all know fasting is staying away from food and drink. right? But there's other things that we should guard and take care of in Ramadan while we're fasting. The first thing that we should try to keep, so there's three things that I'm going to mention today. Three things that we should protect and guard while we're fasting. The first thing is guarding your tongue. Like Sheikh Arsalan told us about 2 weeks ago, the tongue is a very powerful weapon, and we should guard our tongue regularly, even when we're not fasting, but even more so when we are fasting. We should protect our tongue from saying any bad words, backbiting about anyone, saying anything that's false. Even a person who hears things and just repeats them without verifying them, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person is just like a liar. Because if I hear someone saying something and I just say it to the next person and I don't know if it's true, technically I'm lying too, right? So guard your tongue, watch your tongue. Do not talk just for the sake of talking. Talk only when it's necessary, especially when you're fasting. The second thing is to guard your eyes while you're fasting. This is pretty self-explanatory for the older kids. So don't look at stuff you're not supposed to look at. The third thing is guarding your ears. Your ears are very important because you shouldn't be listening to anything you're not supposed to be listening to. Even the person who listens to backbiting is part of the backbiting. So do not try, if someone's backbiting, tell them to stop and guard your ears, because your ears and your eyes are the gateways to your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the condition of your heart. He does not look at the outside, He looks at the condition of your heart. So number one, guard your tongue. Number two, guard your eyes. And number three, guard your ears. Also, in this month of Ramadan, connect with the Quran. The Quran was revealed in this month, and what I'm going to say about the Quran is that we should focus on quality over quantity. Alhamdulillah, if you're able to do three khatams in one Quran, one khatam in one Quran, that's one khatam in one Ramadan, that's good for you, alhamdulillah. But quality over quantity. So you should really try to understand and make an effort to understand what you're reciting and what you're reading. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just send the Quran in Arabic for us to read and recite. Because like Ms. Sana always likes to say, even a tape recorder can do that. So we should always try to understand the Quran and focus on the quality over what we're reciting, and also understand the meaning and try our best to understand the meaning. And also when we read the meaning of the Quran, don't just read the meaning, actually think about what it's saying. It's one thing to read the meaning of the Quran, and it's a whole other thing to actually ponder and think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. He is the one who created us. He is the one talking to us. If you could get advice from anyone, who would it be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created us. He knows us best. And also in this month of Ramadan, dua should not be understated. We should try our best to make dua whenever we can. In fact, we should keep our tongue heavy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always make dua, even on Friday. Friday is a blessed day, and there is a lot of virtue in making dua. In fact, there's a special hour on Friday that the dua is not rejected. Also, the dua before iftar is not rejected either. So before iftar, while everyone's getting ready in the kitchen, try to make everything on the table maybe like 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before. And yes, we need to help in the kitchen, but we should always give some time before iftar. Everyone sit on the table and make dua. Maybe you can make dua collectively, or you can make dua individually, but make dua before iftar, because the dua before iftar is not rejected. So the good deeds that we can try to do in Ramadan are praying tahajjud, waking up for suhoor if you don't already do that, inshallah you all do that. Go to the masjid for all 5 daily prayers. If you can't do that, start with Fajr and Isha. When you go for Isha, then you probably go for Taraweeh. So actually Isha is more important than Taraweeh. So please try to make sure you get Isha in congregation and then focus on the Taraweeh. And then, obviously, go to the masjid for Fajr. And push your parents to do so. And then, connect with the Qur'an. Like I said, quality over quantity. So, we really want to focus on what we're saying and not how much we're saying. And the fifth thing is making dua, because dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject our dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم اللهم افتح علينا فتوح العارفين ووفقنا توفيق الصالحين وانفعنا اللهم بالقرآن والذكر الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا متقبلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا وأصلح لنا شأننا كله لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقم الصلاة.
Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Guthrie Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit guthrieacademy.org/Ramadan.